Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Founders Grid, sponsored by Nerdy. Today, we have Raymond Ray. Raymond is the founder at smarthustle.com. Raymond, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's exciting to be here. Anytime I get the chance to share with others and learn from others, you're the host, I'm excited. So thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
So let's, for the audience, what you've been doing at smarthustle.com, and then we'll get down
sure.
to
Yeah, in summary, I do two broad things. On one hand, I have a community of thousands and thousands of business owners and entrepreneurs who I inspire and educate on a daily basis through a lot of my social channels, through smarthustle.com, and et cetera. So we provide great content and insight. That's what we do on one hand. On the other hand, we work with very large brands and help them enhance their credibility and authenticity. So many times they ask us to produce content for them. Many times they ask me to speak or host event for them. So they're looking for a face, a personality to help carry their brand and bring it to life. And that's what we do at Smart Hustle. That's what I do as a speaker, as an author and a writer, day in and day out. So inspire business owners on one hand and work with very large brands or smaller brands, kind of like we're doing today, and help really inspire their communities as well. And I love doing it.
Got it. So now just deep diving into today, just kind of like COVID, unfortunate times, and it has affected a lot of jobs,
Sure.
It has affected especially a lot of different communities as well, So let's start with, do you think we've been talking about, people are going to lose their jobs, the universal basic income and those kind of things for the last 5 years,
right?
But now, do you think the job losses and everything, COVID has acted as a catalyst for it? And are there multiple jobs that won't ever come back?
Yeah, I think so. I think what we're seeing, and again, I'm not an economist, but from what I've read, from what I get a sense, I think we're seeing a few things. There are tens and tens of thousands of people, obviously, that have lost their jobs. Some, hopefully over time, will get their jobs back. Mm-hmm. Others, I think it's kind of been a reset for the global economy. And unfortunately, a large segment of people will be on government payrolls and supported by the government and their families for the foreseeable future. I think another segment of people will be blessed. It could be you, could be me, or fortunate that we either have transferable skills to get new jobs relatively easily. We can fit in to a different flow, or it may take us 6 months to a year to learn a new skill and get a new job. And then three, let's remember that there's a number of people that are going to dip their toe into entrepreneurship. It could be yourself. Maybe by day, you're a programmer. At night, you wanted to write a book. Maybe a Mustafa will want to write his new book and sell it instead of being a developer. So that's how I see it.
Oh, that's interesting. Learning new skills online, learning new skills part-time. Your thoughts on that? Is that possible, for especially individuals who are in their mid-30s, late-30s, early-30s? Do you think career shifts are easy?
I think it's not easy for sure, but I think, Mustafa, you have to do it. For those that are older, not 16, 17-year-olds, as you said, that demographic, 30, 40, whatever the age is, I think you have to discipline your mind and go back to school and learn any way you can, whether in person. But I think clearly you're going to see more and more providers, people who could be yourself, providing these online services to train people. And I would say equally important to the training, the certification. It sounds weird, but let's be frank. Companies, when you have 10,000 applications, you need to know who's certified, because that short circuits your hiring process, which you probably know more about than I do, but that's what my guess is.
Got it. So now coming back to, since we're big advocates of remote work, right? So during COVID, as a founder needs to wear multiple hats, keeping the team motivated, creating content, sales, marketing, So what three productivity hacks you've been using at your end to maneuver through the day?
Sure. One is I'm very focused on keeping control of my calendar and my calendar not keeping control of me. So that's one. And to that point, for example, I keep Mondays and Fridays a day that I probably don't book many appointments, and keep my appointments to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's one. I think two, I try to say no as often as I can with a smile. So somebody says, Ramon, can you do X, Y, Z? Maybe somebody on my team can do it. Maybe somebody on my team could do it better. Or maybe I should do it later on. So being able to say no. And I think point three is my inbox, my email box. I'm pretty, pretty focused on keeping a zero inbox. I do quite a bit of filtering and management of my inbox.
So, Ramon, you have an extensive experience when working with multiple founders, entrepreneurs, you know. So, what advice would you give to young entrepreneurs that just started before the pandemic or are being forced to become entrepreneurs during the pandemic? Or, you know, what advice to these young, not the ones that are seasoned,
sure,
just the young ones, you know, what are 3 to 5 pieces of advice you would give to them? Yeah. How do you go about it?
I think balance the aspect of optimism, of which so many of us business owners have, with the aspect of reality. So if you think you need $1,000, you probably need 10,000. If you think it's going to take 30 days, it's probably going to take a year. That's one. I think two, save as much as you can and go into debt as little or zero as you can. Remember the fundamentals of good character, hard work, and being the best at something are critical, critical assets. Another thing, remember your network. Your network is essential. Who you connect with and who they know that they know is very helpful. So those are a few things I can think of. And also, as we've heard many times possibly, don't try to be where the puck, the hockey puck as it were, or the cricket ball, soccer ball, football, whatever you want. Don't try to be where that is. Be where it's going. That will keep you far.
So last question.
That's it? I thought we were going to talk for 2 more hours.
No, I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure we could have talked for an hour. I wouldn't. Two, you can, yeah, 1 hour for sure, but my marketing team, they just kind of like cut off the podcast.
I got you.
I've seen a couple of them where they just kind of like cut me off, and I'm like, okay, come on, let me at least say the most goodbye.
The scissors come out.
The scissors come out. So the last question, it's primarily in regards to September 2019, you know, the WeWork debacle started happening because everyone was rethinking office space. The WeWork debacle started happening in March 2020. COVID came, right? And now even the traditional companies have been forced to go remote. The ones, you know, especially the banking sector, Wall Street, finance, right, and New York, you know, they have been most conservative, you know, even getting rid of a tie was an issue for them, right? Now COVID, everyone thought it would go away in 3 months, but it's been here for like 6 to 8 months now. What are your thoughts when it comes down to remote work? Will the offices go back to normal in once the vaccine is out and everything, or do you think we're going to see a new era of working environment?
So first, about the vaccine and about COVID, I just want to say that for sure, many, many thousands of people have died and have been sick. But I think let's remember, a lot of it is just our internal fear. A lot of it's, you know, we're afraid of what we don't know. So I just want to put that aside, that, you know, that a lot of it is a mixture of the reality of people being sick and dying, but some is just the hype of the fear. So that's my opinion. But having said that, I think that, yes, there will be a time where we'll be going back to offices, but things will never be as they were before. So I think those people who are not used to working from home, not used to being self-regulated, you better get used to it. Because absolutely, this is a new way, I think, that all of us are working, and we all would behoove ourselves to get used to this new way of working, for sure.
Ramon, thank you so much for being on the show. I know it was a very sprint one, but you know, we have to keep that within 8 to 10. Thank you so much for being on the show. Take care of yourself and stay safe.
A pleasure. Thanks for having me.